Survey, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris in swing state of Pennsylvania. By Hannah Knudsen on July 25, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is leading Vice President Kamala Harris in the swing state of Pennsylvania, according to a recent survey from American Greatness. The survey was taken July 20 to 23, 2024, meaning it began fielding the day before President Joe Biden formally dropped out of the race, tapping Harris to take his place. Regardless, the survey of 600 likely voters in Pennsylvania shows Trump leading Harris with 47% support to Harris's 45% support. Another 9% remain undecided. This coincides with the survey's findings that 68% do not believe Biden is mentally and physically capable of performing his duties as president for another 4 years. The survey also showed a plurality, 38%. Of Pennsylvania respondents saying that Bidenomics does not work at all for most middle-class families in the state, compared to 15% who believe it works very well. The survey also found that most, 51%, said they were better off financially under Trump's term. Further, the survey found that 1 in 5, 21%, said the assassination attempt on Trump, which occurred in Butler, Pennsylvania, on July 13, makes them more likely to support Trump, although 68% said it has no real effect on their voting intentions. Additionally, over a quarter, 28%, said the assassination attempt has increased their support for Trump's leadership. Most, 55%, said it has stayed the same. Related, defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after assassination attempt. The survey comes as Democrat leaders essentially coronate Harris to replace Biden as their nominee, despite voters themselves not getting a say in the matter. That fact, however, has not stopped the likes of Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, who emphatically threw his support behind Harris this week, despite a clear lack of enthusiasm from his audience. In quick order, Vice President Harris has done a truly impressive job securing the majority of delegates needed to win the Democratic Party's nomination to be our next president of the United States. "The vast majority of my senators quickly and enthusiastically endorsed her," he said, once again ignoring the fact that actual Democrat voters did not make this decision at all. Despite that startling fact, Schumer claimed that the process has played out from the grassroots bottom up. "We are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris," Schumer excitedly announced, clapping his hands. "No one clapped, so Schumer said, 'I'm clapping.' You don't have to. Vice President Harris secured a majority of delegates. Today in Wisconsin and across America, we begin our next chapter, and it will be our best yet. Vice President Harris will beat Donald Trump and become the next president of the United States of America," Schumer said later in the press conference before pointing to the audience, wagging his finger, asking, "Applause?" Still, no one clapped. One thing that conservatives predict will hurt Harris, particularly in Pennsylvania, is her opposition to fracking. As she stated in a 2020 CNN town hall, "There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, and then there has to be legislation, but yes. This is something I've taken on in California," she said. "I have a history of working on this issue,